That's where we leave Newsday here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, I'm Caroline Nicholls. There's news, sport and weather coming up. We find out about the hidden costs of avian flu and nitrogen cold storage for apples and pears. First, a look ahead to this afternoon and a new series of secretive stories.
History's Secret Heroes with me, Helena Bonham Carter.
He tells her that she will be sent to France as a secret agent, and if she is caught, she's going to be shot.
10 remarkable tales of bravery from World War II.
What they wanted was someone to get themselves arrested and sent to Auschwitz.
Ordinary people caught in extraordinary times.
Anything that they had to be done to excess because it was living, because they might die.
History's Secret Heroes. The new series starts on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds this afternoon at 3.
Now on Radio 4, here's Simon King.
Caroline, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday, the 4th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Zira, South Zira, Forties, Cromartie, Forth, Fisher, Rockall, Mallin, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. High fastnet 1029 dissipates by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, southwesterly 5 to 7, increasing 7 to severe gale 9 for a time, decreasing 2 to 4 later in north. Showers or rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Zira, South Zira 40s. Southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, increasing 6 to gale 8, decreasing 3 to 5 later in North Zira. Showers, rain later, good occasionally poor later. Cromartie, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 for a time in Cromartie and 4th, rain later in Cromartie and 4th, moderate or good. Fisher, southwest 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, fair, good. German Bight, southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Fog patches in south, good, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 in Humber, fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth. Variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Biscay, easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in south, showers, good. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4 in northwest, otherwise northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in south, fair, good. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet. Variable 2 to 4 at first, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5 later, except in East Sol. Fair, good. Irish Sea. Southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain later in north, good. Shannon. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally 4 at first in south, occasional rain in northwest, moderate or good. Rockall. Mallim, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 4 or 5 for a time in North Rockall, rain, moderate, occasionally poor. Hebrides, Bailey, Faroes, South East Iceland. Southwest 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7 later, but increasing 7 or gale 8 later in Hebrides and Bailey. Rain, moderate, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tyree Automatic, southwest by south 6, 5 miles, 1017, falling. Stornoway, southwest 6, rain 8 miles, 1011, falling more slowly. Lerwick, southwest by west 6, mist 7 miles, 1008, falling. Lucas, southwest by west 5, 24 miles, 1018, falling. Bridlington, west 2, 1024, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south east by south 1, 1 mile, 1027. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 2 miles, 1026. Jersey, northeast by east 3, mist 1.5 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 3, 5 miles, 1027. Scilly Automatic, east by south 2, 11 miles, 1026, falling slowly. Valentia, south 2, 27 miles, 1024, now rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by south 4, 16 miles, 1024, falling. Malin Head, south by west 4, mist 5 miles, 1020, now rising. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. High pressure will continue to dominate across southern and southeastern waters with plenty of fair weather and lighter winds. A stronger southwesterly flow will dominate across the northern and northwestern half of the British Isles, with gales in the far northwest and some rain or drizzle at times too. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in northwest, showers then rain later, good occasionally poor later. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 to 7, fair, rain later, moderate or good. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, rain later in north, moderate or good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later in north, but often variable 2 or 3 in south. Fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first in south. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Variable 2 to 4, fair, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Variable 2 to 4, fair, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Variable 3 or less, becoming south or southwest 2 to 4 later. Fair, good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Southwesterly 3 to 5, increasing 6 or 7 later near Anglesey. Fair, good. Great Orme Head to the Mallow Galloway. Southwest 3 to 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later. Fair, rain later in north, moderate or good. Isle of Man. Southwest 4 or 5, increasing 5 or 6, occasionally 7 later in south. Fair, good. Loch Foyle, Collingford Loch. Southwest 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later. Mainly fair, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6. Rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamercan Point. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8. Rain or drizzle later. Moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardamercan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally 5 for a time in west. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And finally, the Shetland Isles. West or southwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Showers or rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thanks, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday, the 4th of March. Good morning, this is News Briefing with Caroline Nicholls. Donald Trump has paused military aid to Ukraine days after his public row with President Zelensky. More than half of adults around the world are predicted to be overweight or obese by 2050. In business, long-threatened US tariffs on Canada, Mexico and China are kicking in. And in sport, Nottingham Forest have booked their place in the next round of the FA Cup after beating Ipswich on penalties. President Trump is suspending US military aid to Ukraine. White House officials say the pause will continue until Ukraine demonstrates a commitment to peace negotiations with Russia. The move comes days after a heated confrontation in the Oval Office between Mr. Trump and Ukraine's President Zelensky. Michael Carpenter, who's a former US diplomat, says the decision will be hugely damaging to Ukraine.
In this war, there is a very clear aggressor and a victim. And Russia is the aggressor and Ukraine is the victim. And we're acting as if it were the reverse. And so to be pausing assistance, which is essentially defensive assistance to allow Ukrainians to defend their homeland from a blatant, brazen, ugly, brutal attack from Russia, it's astonishing that the United States would be doing this.
The US Vice President J.D. Vance has said he believes President Zelensky will eventually agree to discuss peace with Russia. In an interview with Fox News Channel's Hannity that was recorded before the decision to suspend military aid was announced, Mr. Vance said the Ukrainian leader had shown a clear unwillingness to engage in the peace process, but that he'd get there.
If you want real security guarantees, if you want to actually ensure that Vladimir Putin does not invade Ukraine again, the very best security guarantee is to give Americans economic upside in the future of Ukraine. That is a way better security guarantee than 20,000 troops from some random country that hasn't fought a war in 30 or 40 years.
Arab leaders are holding an emergency summit in Cairo to discuss how to rebuild Gaza. They've been under pressure to come up with an alternative to President Trump's proposal to take over the territory. A major study has forecast that more than half of the world's adults and a third of all children and young people will be overweight or obese by 2050. Those working on the research, which has been published in The Lancet, have called the findings a profound tragedy, which represents a monumental societal failure. The union representing lecturers and other university staff has warned of a funding crisis in the sector, which could see 10,000 job cuts this academic year. The University and College Union said that 5,000 roles had already been put at risk because of falling foreign student numbers and higher inflation. A number of universities have voted to strike because of planned cuts. The Department for Education said that it had taken tough decisions to deliver change for students in higher education. Dr. Robin Orfitelli is a lecturer and branch president.